Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Off the Ball
Daily,
a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
Kind of learning how to process these sort of things now. Monday wasn't too bad, obviously you're with your teammates and stuff, and then Tuesday kind of hits you.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome along to Monday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, we'll hear from Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola after Erling Haaland continued his incredible goal-scoring streak. Reaction from Martin O'Neill after Celtic got the better of Rangers to reach another cup final. And the redevelopment of Daly Mount Park looks set to be pushed back even further. But first, Erling Haaland scored his 12th and 13th Premier League goals of the season. The Norwegian was on target twice in Manchester City's 3-1 win at home to Bournemouth, a result that moved Pep Guardiola's side up to second in the Premier League. And Guardiola says Haaland is at the same level as some of football's best ever players.
It's a little like when you play with Messi or Cristiano, you know, the influence is so big, you know, the vision that they have. But of course we need the goals from Phil and TG and the other ones who had the chances.
Meanwhile, Guardiola says he's got a good feeling about their chances of silverware this season, but admits they'll need their title rivals to slip up. City, who play Liverpool next Sunday, are 6 points off Arsenal with 10 games played in the league.
Hopefully Arsenal can concede one goal one day, right? So, yeah, it's just 10 games, still 28 to play, many things going to happen. Important is to be close and feel that the team is better and better. That is the point.
Haaland has scored 20 goals in all competitions for his club side so far this year. Bournemouth boss Andoni Iraola says his team couldn't cope with the Norwegian.
Sometimes you have to accept, you know, that he's a difference maker, and if you make the smallest of the mistakes, he can punish you like he did today, especially in the first 2 goals, where the timing, the speed, the finishing is top class.
West Ham boss Nuno Espirito Santo says he expects smiles on the training ground this week after their 3-1 win at home to Newcastle. It was his first win in charge, and he's hoping it could help start to repair relationships with the club's supporters.
Things change quickly. What we cannot allow this now, this thing, this good feeling that we have to change. So we'll be happy to return to London Stadium again next week, and that is huge for us. That says how much it means for us.
Newcastle boss Eddie Howe defended his decision to make 3 changes at halftime. He took off Anthony Gordon, Nick Valdemada and Emil Kraft with his side 2-1 down. Howe says a shake-up was needed.
We were unrecognisable, I think, in certain aspects of our game. So I made the change to try and bring some energy and different dynamic to the team, a different feeling, different relationships on the pitch. I thought we were better in the second half. I don't think we were particularly great, though.
Sunderland boss Regis Labrisse believes their captain Granit Xhaka is making his presence felt during the club's successful start of the season. They host Everton tonight, knowing a win would move them up to second. Labrisse says Xhaka leads by example.
He gives as well this faith, hope. When you play away against Chelsea, he believes that we can win. And he shows it, he tells it in the dressing room, everywhere. So you want to believe that it's possible, you want to follow him.
Tonight we'll see a return to Sunderland for Everton boss David Moyes, who's desperate for one of his strikers to come good.
We are making more chances, we're having much more of the ball than we've had. So this is where you're hoping that we make a few more chances and the forwards get it. And we've just, a couple of the games recently, we've just not quite got on the end of 2 or 3 things, which maybe on another day we do. Footballers can lose confidence, you know, when their form isn't so good.
Celtic interim manager Martin O'Neill admits he'd love to lead the club out at the Scottish League Cup final next month. His side beat Rangers 3-1 after extra time to set up a meeting with St Mirren at Hampden Park. Johnny Kenny scored the first goal for Celtic. Liam Scales played all 120 minutes. O'Neill says he'd relish the opportunity to lift his 8th trophy as Celtic boss.
The very obvious answer would be yes, I would do. But I genuinely don't know what to expect, you know, coming up. When I saw the games that they had, and then the international break coming up, I thought, well, you know, they'll have a couple of weeks to think about it.
Rangers boss Danny Rule praised the attitude of his players despite the loss. They force extra time at 10 men, and Rule says they can keep getting better.
I saw a team who makes huge step forwards in the last 7-8 days. What we put into But of course, we have also parts what we have to improve, and this is then my job during the week.
Bray Wanderers are just 90 minutes away from a place in the League of Ireland Premier Division. Bray beat Treaty United 1-0 in the First Division playoffs and will now play Waterford on Friday night. Justin Ferrazzi scored an overhead kick in the 90th minute in Athlone. That game between Bray and Waterford is at Talca Park on Friday. The cost of redeveloping Dalymount Park has risen to more than €63 million. Dublin City Council could have to borrow up to €34 million to fund the project at the home of Bohemians. The council plans to submit an amended planning application for the project next year, which would alter the design in an attempt to stop costs breaching €63.75 million. That could delay the construction of the stadium by up to 2 years. The council bought Dalymount from Bohemians for almost €4 million 10 years ago. The following year, it announced plans for a new stadium at an estimated cost of €20
million. Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
First tweet says, dudes can literally just sit around and name old sports players and just have the best time.
Bring on Timmy Cahill.
Timmy!
What a player he was, by the way. Loved the header.
Oh, my God, that guy was good in the air.
And the Ibrahim Diaz, what a player he was, by the way. Foden.
Ida Elgerson. Oh, yeah. What a player he was, by the way.
But like Marco Branco came, he was unbelievable. But what a player he was.
It is the same Rui Costa, Broads. It is. Absolute icon, AC Milan icon, man. What a player he was, by the way.
Auntie Nemi.
Aye. He was finished.
Not finished. He's only 28.
No, not finished. He's from Finland.
And what a player he was, by the way, obviously. But he was finished.
Is he Scottish?
No.
Oh, I thought he was Scottish.
David Suka, what a player he was, by the way.
David, yeah, oh. Davil Suka.
Oh.
There's another little debate to be had here because a friend of the show, Joe Cole, what a player he was, by the way.
N'Golo Kante, what a player he was, by the way.
Puskas Arena, what a player he was, by the way.
Whelan caught it on the volley.
What a player he was. But he does shin that one a bit.
How dare you? How dare you?
Then we signed Stan Collymore, and what a player he was, but he was just a loophead. Great lad.
Kanu. Someone's mentioned Kanu. I don't think I can do Kanu, but what a player he was, though, wasn't he?
Diaz alongside him, though. What a player he was, Al. What some great blocks.
Zola would be a great player if he could still. What a player he was. Mark Noble would be good. Jack Wilshere.
Wilshere when he was at Arsenal. Cazorla. What a player he was, Al.
To Matt Lawrence, what a player he was alongside Jockey Hansen.
Well, what a player he was. Oh, no, what a player he was. He could play.
You know, John Monker, what a player he was, by the way.
Then you go a little bit further on, Gerrard, what a player he was.
Dean Ashton, what a player he was, by the way.
If that's the best you can do, then the answer is definitely no.
Janssen, Tilio Lombardo.
Cue music.
Not the Lombardo. Lombardo.
What
a player he was, by the way, Lombardo.
Magnificent. What a player he was.
Yeah.
I tell you who I really thought was unbelievably good. I played against him, Lufa Mateus. What a player he was, by the way.
Rule Fox, what a player he was, by the way. He was a top player.
Wolves are considering a shock return for former manager Gary O'Neill to replace Vitor Pereira, who was sacked on Sunday, 24 hours after a 3-0 loss to Fulham. Middlesbrough boss Rob Edwards has also been mentioned as a potential replacement, along with a former Borough boss Michael Carrick. O'Neill was sacked by Wolves less than a year ago. Wolves haven't won a Premier League game this season. They've 2 points from their opening 10 games and a rock bottom and 8 points from safety. Southampton have parted ways with Will Still after just 4 wins in 16 matches. The 33-year-old manager was sacked after they lost 2-0 to Preston on Saturday. Still managed 12 points from 13 league matches during his 5-month tenure. The Saints are 21st in the Championship, just 3 points above the relegation zone.
Dan's a fantastic man. He really is.
We learned that Manchester United have reached a deal with Newcastle to hire their sporting director, Dan Ashworth.
I think we've used this phrase, the polypio of bullshit for this load of sort of very serious, earnest men who sit in the stand at Old Trafford looking slightly sad and nodding as Manchester United collapse to another defeat.
It's the end for Nottingham Forest. They win at Old Trafford for the first time in 30 years.
Sacked after 12 months. Looks like you've fucked up. Sacked after a week, looks like he's fucked up.
Big news coming out of Manchester United this morning. Sporting director Dan Ashworth has left the club after just 5 months in the role.
Look, people really like it when you go just a bit early. You know, Steely George, far away, look in your eyes. Before they're getting to the point where they're sitting around in the pub saying, oh, that fucker's got to go, you surprise them.
This feels like looking at the balcony at a Soviet May Day parade in the early 80s and trying to work out by the positions of who's standing exactly where. Like, who's actually got power in the Kremlin?
Blimey, he's gone. I didn't expect that. Resigned. You don't see that much anymore. How about that, huh?
Ireland international Troy Parrott missed a first-half penalty in AZ Alkmaar's 1-0 win over Sparta Rotterdam. It's the second league game in a row Parrott has missed from the spot, but Alkmaar are third in the Eredivisie, 4 points behind leaders Feyenoord. Barcelona returned to winning ways in La Liga with a 3-1 win over Elche. Lamine Yamal, Ferran Torres and Marcus Rashford got the goals for Barca, who bounced back from last weekend's El Clasico loss to Real Madrid. Real remained 5 points ahead of Barca after their 4-0 win at home to Valencia on Saturday. Real will be at Anfield on Tuesday night to face Liverpool in the Champions League. And an injury time own goal ensured Inter made it back-to-back Serie A wins. Inter won 2-1 away to Verona to move them within a point of leaders Napoli, who were held to a scoreless draw by Como on Saturday. AC Milan are a point off the top as well and level on points with Inter thanks to their 1-0 win over Roma at the San Siro. Pavlovic got the only goal of the game. Paulo Dybala saw his penalty saved by Mike Maignan. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. I'll be back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.